it's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good.
Now, 7 after the hour, Valentine's Day. Roberta, will you be my Valentine?
Yay. Absolutely, anytime, Doug.
Jennifer, will you be my Valentine?
If you send flowers.
That's it? That's conditional? That's conditional?
No, of course I'll be your Valentine.
Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, will be here in a few minutes. I know better than to ask her if she'd be my... She has many suitors, so there's no sense in getting into that long line. Not that you wouldn't have them, Jennifer or Roberta, but I just...
I know. Thanks a lot.
Jeez.
I think we're chopped liver over here, Roberta.
Oh, yeah. Doug Steffen program here to tell the truth, to make it matter, to never be boring, to start with the best stuff, and to take risks. How do you like that? We're here to take risks, so I'm going to do this program naked. What do you think of that?
Are you on camera?
No.
So God help us.
Right? Who cares?
Too bad.
Under the circumstances. Right. Too bad for whom, I guess, under the circumstances. The Whitney Houston scams have started. There are a lot of online crooks wasting no time capitalizing on her death in hopes of making a buck. Shortly after the news hit the web, Twitter and Facebook became inundated with people reacting. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Whitney Houston quickly became a trending topic on Twitter, creating a perfect environment. Lots of interested social networkers hungry for information. And so as a result of that, cyber criminals have struck. You can read the story at DougSteffen.com. The security firm Trend Micro found one Twitter scam. Somebody disguising himself or herself under the supposedly homage-paying trending topic, clicking on the link in the Twitter post takes people to a blog dedicated to Houston's career, but the blog automatically redirects them to a web page offering different Whitney Houston wallpaper.
Oh, how convenient. Oh. They're
sweet.
Such givers.
Whitney Houston wallpaper. And then when you download the wallpaper, it triggers yet another offer to download Whitney Houston ringtones. And no matter what you do, this web page eventually takes you to a survey site that asks for your cell phone number. Ah, yes. Very sweet. So you just don't click on any of these things. You don't go...
Yeah, who puts their cell phone number?
R.I.P. Whitney Houston, just ignore it. Clicking on it leads to redirections, and you're led to all kinds of sites and scams. So don't do it would be the advice we have here. Here's something to do, however. When it comes to your health and well-being, make sure your cholesterol is in check. Make sure your triglycerides are in check. And if you haven't had a blood test, why don't you go do that? Go to Quest or one of the hospitals near you. Get a blood test. Maybe your doctor will do it. Send them out to the labs. Know what your numbers are. If you have high cholesterol and high triglycerides, you need to try something, a new all-natural approach that came from Italy, called Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, has, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 natural ingredients that all work together to reduce cholesterol levels, reduce those high triglycerides, and therefore make you happier, healthier, better. You're happy when you're really in the know with regard to your health, and you know it's good. So you get 30 days of free use of Cardiol's product. Yep, 30 capsules free when you call 888-809-6424 or go online to Cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, Cardiol.net, and get the this all-natural element, or natural elements in Cardiol that'll take care of your high cholesterol. Lots of exercise is good as well to go along with that. So 888-809-6424. Speaking of exercise, Andrea Metcalf joins us right after this for Valentine's Love in the Gym.
Gentlemen, Today is Valentine's Day. And if you have love in your heart, you would do well to put some Godiva in her hands. It's not too late. Why, even today, you can still pick up any number of extraordinary Godiva Belgian chocolates. Or, may I suggest, some luscious hand-dipped chocolate strawberries? After all, when it comes to affairs of the heart, as we all know, nothing works like Godiva.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts. Technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Hi, it's 14 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, and Andrew Metcalf, who all of these three women are among my favorites. I have lots of women who are my favorites, but then I have my favorite favorites. And so when I said to Roberta and Jennifer, would you be my Valentine, they didn't want an exclusivity arrangement. And I said, well, I'm not going to ask Andrea. And then I found out I should be asking Andrea. So, Andrea, will you be my Valentine?
I'd love to be your Valentine.
Would you?
Oh.
Okay, very sweet. All right.
Let's all go to Utah and celebrate.
Hi. On the next plane.
Right. All right. So, exercise and love. One of the things a lot of people don't really get is that if you're in great physical shape, your romantic life, your love life, is going to be much better. I don't know why that's so hard for people to get. The better off you are in terms of your physicality, the better it will be when it comes to making love. I think it's that simple, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I think this was a real interesting fact I found out, because you know, you're researching for exercise and love and even taking it one step further to sex, is people think that when you're having sex, you have a greater risk of having a heart attack. But actually, sex is good for your heart, and only less than 1% of all heart attacks and less than 5 instances of chest pain happen during sex.
Really?
And you better no one admits it.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
Why would nobody admit it?
If someone said I was in bed having sex, I'm having a heart attack, they'd probably just say they were doing
it. It happens on sitcoms all the time, though, unless you're in a TV show, I think, maybe.
Yeah, they don't have the TV show statistics here. I bet you it's significantly higher.
Yeah, what, for television shows?
Yes.
I was reading a book from somebody who claims to be someone like you, a book on the essence of how people who are busy, who are business owners, who are spouses, who are parents, have the back to the Valentine's thing, and how do you take time on a day like today or any day to have good romance with your spouse or somebody that you're interested in. It becomes difficult because there are so many other things to do. And that's what people claim about exercise, too, because they haven't read Naked Fitness. They don't know what you say about taking every moment And if you check out Andrea's website, either AndreaMetcalf.com or NakedFitness.com, you can see any number of videos that display what Andrea suggests. That is, make every move count.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you've got to have great form when you're actually exercising because you'll get more out of it. But even just during the day, I know I turn on the timer in the kitchen for two reasons when I'm cleaning up. One, to make me go faster, and two, because I don't like doing it, so I want to get it over with. But it ends up becoming a little bit of cardiovascular work. You know, I'm no longer at that 68 to 72 heart rate. I'm closer to 110. And what mm-hmm. we've seen is, in the cardio study provided by Northwestern, that daily, throughout the day, exercise is better than going to the gym three times a week for longevity. So you'll live longer if you do something every day, even if it's not in a gym, but if it's just daily vigorous activity.
What's an example of what you can do every day?
Well, I think just when you, instead of going up the stairs slowly in your own home, go up the stairs a little bit quicker.
All right, so Roberta, you have lots of stairs. Roberta has an 8-story
yes.
building in New York. When's the last time you ran up and down all the stairs in that building?
Day before yesterday, and the reason why I didn't do it yesterday, because I'm down with the flu.
All right. So, but she's, Roberta is much more conscious of her physicality, Andrea, much, I think, as a result of you. Jennifer, when's the last time you did something you really exerted yourself?
I always try to take the stairs now. So when I was at this rugby match over the weekend, you know, everybody else took the elevator. I took the stairs.
Yeah,
those kind of things. I just try to
keep
like that in mind.
Exactly.
Try to be mindful
about
it.
Go over the stairs. So that takes care of your legs. What do you do for your torso, your shoulders, your arms, your upper body?
Well, I actually am doing my arm. You know me, I do my arms and my dumbbells while I'm on the air with you.
Yeah.
One good dumbbell deserves another. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now that I'm not paying attention, but that's something I can do while I'm talking with you. So,
all right, so Andrea, what do you suggest if people are running up and down the stairs like we're talking? What do they do for their upper body?
Well, I think it was Roberta who said that they were doing arms weights while you're on the phone you can multitask, especially at work. Keep just a light 5-pound pair of weights under your desk. And when you're on the phone on a conference call, pace and do arm exercises. And one that's really cool, this you should try, is put your thumbs down in the back of your hands together with your arms straight and lift your arms up and down, because that kind of gets the
entire let's all visualize that. Let's finish with the visualization. Take us through that again, Andrea.
A really good arm exercise to shape the shoulders is put the back of your hands together.
Right.
Thumbs down and arms straight.
Okay, so this is out in front of you.
Out in front
of you. Everybody visualize. Arms out, hands back, thumbs down. Back to back, hands, thumbs down, okay?
Right, and then you lift them from your belly button to your eyes.
Really?
It's a really good shoulder exercise because it hits the top, the back, and the side.
Okay, everybody doing that?
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm doing it.
You need to do it. Do it. How's it feel?
We all sound like we're in, like, Nebraska doing the show. Okay.
Yeah. Everybody do that.
And
that's
I'll leave you with one last thought since it's Valentine's Day. Sex can help you lose weight because it burns calories for some more than others. Enough said.
Thank you. I think that's true.
Be active.
Yeah, okay. It's 20 past the hour. Andrea Metcalf on Good Day.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Brokeback Mountain was a hit was because it was politically correct to endorse it. The critics endorsed it.
But you know what I find incredible is that Rich will go see movies where people are getting shot at and blown up, but you won't go see a movie that's about love. That's what I find
because
remarkable.
Because he's an angry guy.
That's right.
He's got lots of pent-up stuff.
Yep.
He's in the closet.
You just described me exactly. That's right. What it is, Roberta.
In
so
the
what?
Closet.
Right. I'm an in-the-closet angry guy. Got a problem with that?
In the town.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
Well, Sonny, hey. So we are back to the show that a lot of people like to listen to and watch. This is a great song, Sweet Home Alabama, performed by the voice contestant named David Grace. None of the judges turned around for him. So does that mean he's...
I'm surprised. It sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he's a good singer. I can't say he's special. Super special.
All right. So let's move on. Here's Katrina Parker. Michael, you have her up next singing One of Us. She went to Adam.
God had a name.
I love this song.
What would it be and what would you call it to
I'm identifying what people like.
If you
listening more to Adele... She sounds a little bit like, what's her face who died?
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse.
Adele's got, I think, a clearer voice than Amy
yeah,
did.
But
yes, bluesy.
You hear that same...
Sure. Grit, blues,
that,
emotion.
Yeah, right, yeah. And I hear it here a little bit in this woman. Anybody else agree with me?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I don't know if it's attractive here, but... Yeah, that's a... Sorry, she went to Adam.
I can see that partnership. That's good.
Right. All right. Wendy Williams has a daily talk program, and a lot of women like to watch it. Michael, you get cut 14:06. Yesterday, Wendy Williams spent some time talking about Whitney Houston and how Wendy, in essence, I guess, she had the same kind of trouble, but not quite as much. Jennifer, do you know?
I don't know. I don't know if she had addiction issues.
Let's listen to her tell the story.
I felt very close to Whitney, even though this is a woman that I've never met. Never met her. Never been in the same room with her, except for one time in my life. in 1985 when her first album came out, and I was a radio personality at my radio station at college in Boston, Northeastern University. And this new singer with this great voice came to Constitution Hall, and that's the only time in our entire lives that Whitney and I have even ever been in the same room together. Ever. I had a very long radio career, over 20 years. I interviewed Whitney once in 2003. And many of you all recall that interview. Some of the things that Whitney and I have in common that bonded us: the love of our mother and father. Mr. Houston has since passed. Mrs. Houston and, you know, my mother, around the same age. Whitney and I, same age. And both plagued with the demon of substance abuse.
See, I think this is, I think she's very genuine.
Yeah.
Like Wendy Williams.
Yes.
And I want to hear that kind of emotion.
I do, yeah.
From somebody like that. So,
very genuine.
Good for her. 28 past the hour.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Gentlemen, today is Valentine's Day. And if you have love in your heart, you would do well to put some Godiva in her hands. It's not too late. Why, even today, you can still pick up any number of extraordinary Godiva Belgian chocolates. Oh, may I suggest some luscious hand-dipped chocolate strawberries? After all, when it comes to affairs of the heart, as we all know, nothing works like Godiva.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's Income A-T Home.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Klingon time, as opposed to Klingon time, I guess. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, acting today on Valentine's Day, the 14th of February, in a spirit of love. Roberta, I love you.
I love you, too.
Jennifer, I love you.
I love you, too.
Michael, I love you.
Okay. Come on, Michael, you say it back.
Yeah. Richie is off today, jury duty. Is his problem. What's your problem? Is it that you don't have a date tonight? You're not going to dinner with anybody? I suggest that you put your mind into a place that will help you begin to improve the world you live in should you want to have someone tonight. I think you could probably arrange that. Where is your heart? Where is your head? Where are your hands? Make them all work together.
I know where your hands are, and I'm not very appreciative, mister.
I'm trying just to get along, Jennifer. That's all. I'm trying to just get along. Forcing love is something that you can't do. You have to feel it. You have to be there.
Hands to be.
Yeah. Well, you have to just kind of, you got to get with the program. I have a lot of friends who are great in certain things in their life, not great in relationships. I think most of us find that, I think most of you are with most of us in that you find relationships difficult. And that is normal, part of the human condition. What's the old cornball expression? Can't live with them, can't live without them. There are a lot of people who have that going on. You can't do the same thing. Can't live with her, can't live without her. I can say that about Tony, in a sense. We always enjoyed our Valentine's Day. She was always, the kids and I were talking about this yesterday, how she always wanted to be the first one. I still have a call from her on my birthday from the year before last. It was 12:01 on my birthday, and she called and left a message on my phone, and then she sent me an email wanting to, she always wanted to be the first one that wished everybody a happy birthday or happy Valentine's Day or whatever. And I bet there are people like that in your life. And maybe you might want to be like that. If you have somebody who's really special to you, why wouldn't you want him or her to know it? And the way you know it is to not be afraid. You know, the worst thing that could happen is, you know what, it's not for me. And that's okay. But if you haven't reached out, if you haven't tried to touch, if you haven't given yourself the freedom of expression to say, I really think you're cool, in a nice, positive, wholesome, healthy way, then you are not being yourself. And if you can't be yourself, then you won't be doing much when it comes to somebody else, because if you don't do things for yourself, with yourself, then how do you do it with somebody else? The old expression of if you don't love yourself, you're not going to love anybody else. And you won't. You will not be able to love anybody else really, truly. And I think that's part of the problem, frankly, with relationships. Excuse me. I think that we do not love ourselves. We haven't been taught to love ourselves in many circumstances. Parents, you know the drill. A lot of parents, especially Depression-era parents, taught their children about lack and not about love. And go ahead, Jen.
Oh, I think Jay Kumar was awesome last week. He's one of our contributors to the show, and he gave us that quote from Rumi. Are you ready for it? Because I still have it on my Facebook page.
Good.
Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you've built against it.
Yeah.
And I think that's really true. I think a lot of us limit what we think we deserve or what we have time for. And
self-sabotage is a big problem in our country, especially, where we don't think we deserve it, or whatever.
Or we don't want to put the work into it.
Yeah, right. And it does.
Or we fear it.
Yep.
Fear is a big. A lot of people fear love. They fear being in love, and they fear being loved by somebody else.
Yeah. Well, I think too, because we're afraid to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. That's a big message.
Because you don't
want to
be hurt.
Strong and
that's part of living is being hurt.
Absolutely. But the message you get on TV is, forget that person. I'm going to move on to this one. I mean, all the shows you see don't really promote vulnerability.
Nope. The poll today at DougStephan.com, who's paying for your Valentine's dinner? A, he is. B, she is. C, we're splitting it. Oh, yuck. D, we're eating at home.
How romantic.
What? We're splitting it? How do you do that? I don't want to. I never let... If I'm out on a date with somebody, I pay, end of story. I don't want to have the argument, the discussion, oh, can I help? But I say in a gentle way, no thanks. And that's usually the end of conversation. Somebody says, oh, can I split that with you? No. No, sorry. But I don't say I'm sorry. No thanks. This is good.
You can pay me in other ways.
Yeah, right.
There
you go. So at any rate, I just think you got to have your head on right. And you gotta have some fun with it for sure, but you also have to kind of make sure it's a two-way street, and so many people don't do that. So anyway, a word to the wise is sufficient. Oftentimes we have just a moment or two for a 2020. It's a history quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
We're giving away today, if you would like in consideration, we have the folks at Smuggler's Notch.
A romantic
which
getaway.
Which is a huge resort in northern Vermont. A neat place. It's a winter skiing place. There is sliding and snowmobiling and ice skating and walking and an indoor pool. There are all kinds of things for teenagers to do. A fun zone of family activities, yoga, fitness, massage, entertainment. That's just in the wintertime. In the summertime, they have a lot of these same things, plus tours, big activity, big. Everything there is big. It's a big place, big fun for families. So we'll give away a vacation package from Smuggler's Notch, which is 3 days and three nights of lodging and skiing if you go up in the wintertime. And so you're eligible for that. We'll give it to you. If you come up with the answer that I'm asking for right now. You ready? Everybody ready?
Ready.
On this date in 1965, Valentine's Day, 1965, a gentleman who often is quoted, but most people don't know that this guy is responsible. In other words, this was something that he first stated, and it gets used over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So I'm going to give you four choices. You pick the one who is responsible for having said this. You ready?
Ready.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
This person said, quote, "The impersonal hand of government can never replace the helping hand of a neighbor." The impersonal hand of the government can never replace the helping hand of a neighbor. Was that Ronald Reagan, Lyndon Johnson, Hubert Humphrey, or JFK?
1965 on this day.
800-510-8255. They were all involved in politics in one way or another on this date in 1965. Okay? So was it, whoever it was, you'll get the prize if you identify the correct person here. The impersonal hand of government can never replace the helping hand of a neighbor. Who said it first? Ronald Reagan, Lyndon Johnson, Hubert Humphrey, or JFK? 800-510-8255. Okay, you figure that out, and you'll win a nice stand at Smuggler's Notch or other stuff. You can choose other Doug Steffen stuff if you'd like to, but I think that's especially cool. In a moment, we deal with students and teachers and how we can make parents feel comfortable with all the news, especially coming out of Los Angeles. How do you know what's going on at school is in your children's best interest? It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Fanbrewery. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fanbrewery. That's right. Fanbrewery. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up. It's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence of the U.S., UK, and Canada. Excluding credit. And see 29 call for rules at ConstantContact.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you have gas? Get this. Schiff Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number
3030. 15. I'm dealing. Charlotte has heard something outside that she doesn't like. And so she's...
Trash men.
Buffing it up. Why will you stop? You don't have to keep boofing. It's okay.
You're nice.
What? Come on over here. Come on over and sit next to me. Come on, never mind going there. She's so funny. She's got this look on her face like, come
compelling
on.
Telling radio.
Right? I know.
Come on, Charlotte. Good girl.
All right. It's time for us now to answer our 2020 history quiz question. And we're going to get to the whole question about students being safe from teachers. There's some really raunchy stuff going on here in Los Angeles, and you got to wonder if it's going on here, is it going on elsewhere? Not to, well, let's deal with it in a second. First question has to do with a very famous quote from a very famous politician. The quote is, "The personal hand of government can never replace the helping hand of a neighbor." Was that Ronald Reagan, Lyndon Johnson, Hubert Humphrey, or JFK? How about we start with Isaac, who's listening to KTSM in El Paso. Hi, Isaac.
Hi, how you doing?
Thank you. I am well, and you are, I hope, as well. Well.
I think I am.
All right, good. All right, so which of those four people said the impersonal hand of government can never replace the helping hand of a neighbor?
I'm hoping it's Ronald Reagan.
It was not Ronald Reagan, in fact. Okay. That was a good guess. I figured a lot of people wouldn't have guessed that, but that is not the correct answer. Thanks for trying, though, Isaac. Here's Summer in West Jordan, Utah. Hi, Summer.
Good morning, Guy.
Morning to you, ma'am. So which of these three remaining characters, JFK, Hubert Humphrey, or Lyndon Johnson, said that?
I said Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson said that. Well, that's not correct. Lyndon Johnson did not say that.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yep, that's okay.
That
Listen.
Was my guess, too. You know, makes you feel any better.
Yep. No, it's all right. 800-510-8255. Here's Alan in Lake Havasu. Alan, you want to take one of the two remaining, Hubert Humphrey or JFK?
Hubert Humphrey.
Hubert Humphrey is the right answer.
Yay, good
Hubert
for
Humphrey.
You.
He was, I think Hubert Humphrey actually was quite an interesting character. He was, people in Minnesota loved this guy. He was the vice president in the Johnson administration after JFK was killed, and he actually stood for a lot of very interesting and positive things. So he wasn't really, he wasn't one of these charismatic guys, but before television, he developed his career before television, and so he didn't have to be good looking. I mean, if Eisenhower and Stevenson, both bald guys, were running today, do you think they'd get elected? They were both bald. Would they get elected in today's television culture?
No.
Huh? What do you think?
I don't think so.
Alan, do you think they would?
Oh, probably not.
No. Roberto, what do you think? Two bald guys running for the presidency, Stevenson and Eisenhower, well, 1952. If we were putting them up today, would they win?
I don't know. Since it's two bald guys, well, maybe.
Are they Sean Connery baldish?
Yeah.
That's kinda
yeah.
No, no, they were, no, they were like bald.
Are they, you know, Captain Jean-Luc Picard baldish?
No.
Yeah, that's hot, too.
Cool.
They looked
yeah.
like they had the right? male pattern baldness thing. So, anyway.
Yeah,
Alan.
The male pattern baldness is different. I mean, if you're all bald, that's kind of sexy. The male
just
pattern
shave
baldness
it off.
Is, yeah, just shave it all off, please.
All right,
don't
so Alan,
it over.
Would you like to go on a trip to Smuggler's Notch, or would you like to have a Doug Steffen item?
Oh, I'll take the item.
All right, an item. He wants an item. All right, Alan, hold on just a second. Thank you very much. He wants an item. So that was Hubert Humphrey who said that. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, this is something that needs a lot of consideration, and we'll give it a little bit of, it's a short kind of very negative thing. Many of you have heard the story about this this teacher who's committed lewd acts. They shut down the whole
school. And took pictures of it, which
yeah.
is really even, ugh.
But they shut down the whole school.
Right, they put them all on hold and brought in a right. whole new teaching right. staff because right. a lot of people, they think, might have known about it and just let
yeah.
it happen.
Right, the principal, people there. It's the same kind of thing as was going on with Jerry Sandusky at Penn State. People knew about it. They didn't want to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. So the rhetorical question here, something that at some point in time is worth some of our time thinking, and I think the media also, the news media works on these sorts of things and tries to convince you that everything that's wrong is going on in school. The biggest thing that's wrong here is these teachers are being protected by the teachers' union. It shows you what's wrong with the collective bargain. It shows you why we ought not to have unions.
They said you only pass the psych test before the day you are hired. They don't continually reevaluate you.
Right. No.
Which is
the
a big mistake.
The teachers' unions look bad on this one as well. They should. The teachers' union don't get it. You don't protect guys like this. Period. End of story. 51 after the hour.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Must remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
How can you not love that? That's Julie Wilson, who played Sam in the movie Casablanca, which was named the most romantic movie of all time.
It's my favorite movie.
Critics, but it's a wonderful movie.
Yep.
It really is. One of those you can watch over and over, Roberta. You're right. Chucker, do you have other, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. You have other nominations for the most romantic movie of all time? Certainly it would be appropriate to discuss them on Valentine's Day.
Off the top of my head, I don't know. I'm partial to Titanic. I love the film.
Yeah.
I think the romance in that movie is the reason that really, really works as something, special. That's my opinion.
Really?
Okay. You want something obscure. I know my wife laughs at me, but
I think it's romantic. There's all kinds of ingredients.
Do you cry a little?
Actually.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Mm. Good. Real men cry. That's good, Chucker.
Yeah. Well, Chucker and I both are in touch with our feminine side. That's why he likes all those horror movies.
Absolutely. Why not?
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, Chuck Curry and the contest. This movie was number one on Valentine's Day 2010. So go back 2 years, see if you can figure it out. If you know the answer, we have a swell prize for you. If you've never won before in Movie Moments, 800-510-8255, a recent classic. Here's the first clip.
There you have it, young love, full of promise, full of hope, ignorant of reality.
All right. You won't get it from that one. 800-510, unless you're really good. All right, let's try another one.
When I was a kid, most of the advice that my dad gave me was crap. There's one thing that he said that was pure genius. He said, if you ever are with a girl that's too good for you, marry her.
All right.
Got it.
My hint is Charlie Sheen. How's that one for a hint? 800-510-8255, last clue.
I could be a sappy cheese ball all day, mooning about love to total strangers, and no one will think I'm a moron. Because it's Valentine's Day, huh? And everyone is romantic on Valentine's Day.
All right, another hint. How's pink, Chucker, as a hint? Do you like pink as a hint for that scene?
Yeah, it's a good one. That should be pretty easy for most people.
Oh, my God, let's hope so.
You got to know it there.
Yeah, 800-510. I like the movie a lot. I thought it was very, I like this kind of movie. 800-510-8255. All right, Chucker has movie news for us in a moment on Good Day.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
her.
Mucus. But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
All right, Doug, Paramount Pictures has officially set a 2014 release date for a fourth entry in its Transformers franchise. Not surprising, considering the first three films have been mega hits, despite two of them being critically drubbed. Michael Bay will return to direct. Why? Because he makes about $50 million for each film. Although these will not be sequels, what I hear, Shia LaBeouf will not be involved. He will reboot his own franchise, which is pretty unusual. Other news, Michael Keaton reportedly met with screenwriters working on the script to a Beetlejuice sequel. I think that would be great news if Keaton did the part. In 88, Beetlejuice was a big comedy hit. And The Walking Dead on AMC continues to break records. The zombie series drew 8.1 million viewers the other night for its mid-season premiere, which is a big number, Doug, for a zombie show. I know you don't like that, but it's amazing how many people are watching non-sequel shows.
Can you believe not one person has the right name for that movie?
No. It's always the easiest one.
Brain dead. I know, exactly.
Okay, can I play?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it Valentine's Day?
Yes, Jennifer, you win.
Can I go to Smuggler's Notch?
Yeah, you can. We're going to...
Did you know that...